Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, in practice, how would Mr. Johns's proposed no contraception, no dole method actually work?
I've no idea. I understand that he is suggesting long-term contraception, such as the Implanon, you know, inserts into women's actual bodies, which is interesting to do that compulsively, to force it.
That seems quite invasive, yeah.
Yeah. And what he proposes in terms of if the contraception doesn't work and the woman gets pregnant or the woman refuses, I presume they get to beg on the street. I've no idea how it would work in practice.
Yeah, well, do you think many Australians would actually support his argument?
I hope not. I certainly hope that any Australians who believe that women are fully human and as entitled to the same level of human rights as men would recognise immediately that this is a way of treating women who are unfortunate, who are down on their luck, in a completely different way than we would consider treating anybody else.
No, I totally agree with you there. Now, we are speaking in hypotheticals, but what do you think would happen if women who weren't on contraceptives were refused welfare?
Well, I don't know, but I assume that if this is a compulsory scheme and you don't get the dole if you refuse to take contraception, then you and your child would end up begging on the side of the road. I don't know what else would happen.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be too many other options, really, with that one. Now, Mr. Johns, one of his arguments is that the intergenerational welfare dependence can be prevented through this contraceptive for the dole scheme. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he's taking a hammer to crack a walnut, and I think there are many ways to help prevent intergenerational poverty, and indeed we know some of those ways. And they are not to respond in an inhuman and really quite extraordinary fashion towards half the population, but in fact to do the opposite. And that is, we know that the women and girls who are at risk of having children who will then be at risk of missing their milestones and of doing well in education, we know who those women and girls are. And we can put into place policies to help those women and girls prenatally, so that if they become pregnant, we work with them to upskill them in terms of their own literacy and numeracy, in terms of their own parenting skills. We could do that. That would mean we had to invest some money in them, but we could do that. And the thing about that, if we did do that kind of intensive work with women and girls who are at risk of giving birth to children who are equally at risk, not only would the benefits accrue to that woman because she would have better literacy and numeracy skills, her parenting skills would be increased, et cetera, et cetera, but it would also accrue to every single following child that she had. We'd only have to do it once. And we would vastly improve the chances of her children escaping into generational poverty. And even better, we'd improve her chances of escaping poverty. And we would raise her self-esteem, we would help her to feel better about herself, which, as a parent, is always a really important thing. And we know that while this kind of investment in marginalised women and girls is probably more than we're doing now, we also know that every time you spend a dollar on children before the age of five, particularly very disadvantaged children, we know that we save $7 for every dollar spent later in life. So it is a very important investment to make. Now, I'm not opposed to the idea of offering women on the dole free contraception, free access to reproductive health. That would be a really good idea. But to make it compulsory is to assume that women are not fully human, do not have control over their own bodies, and are not permitted to make decisions about their own bodies if they fall on hard times, and that is simply not acceptable.
Yeah, no, I hadn't actually heard that statistic you had there about spending $1 saves $7 in the long run.
Yep, we know that. We know that if you work on early childhood with children at risk, you can make a huge difference. It's just we're too tight to do it.
I suppose that can be applied to a lot of things there. Mm. Now, so it's a sort of a well-known fact that contraceptives do have side effects, and there are so many of them. One doesn't necessarily fit everyone.
Nope.
I mean, people have to change 2-3 times. Do you think Mr. Johns is aware of this in terms of sort of, I guess, logistics.
It would seem to me that Mr. Johns has very little concern about the effect that this has on women. His concern is more about preventing more children being born to women that he doesn't feel are adequate to parenting. He's making enormous assumptions, too, about every single woman on welfare. Many of the people who go on welfare are mothers already. They may be excellent mothers. Who knows? They may just have fallen on hard times. Indeed, the number of women who get fired when they are pregnant, because they are pregnant, lose their jobs or opportunities to get jobs because they are pregnant, or don't get the chance because they might become pregnant, is already quite high. This makes it that much harder, doesn't it? I don't think he's thought about the health effects on women much at all.
Yeah, no, I will admit the whole, like, job prospects and pregnancy thing is something that does stress me out about the future.
Exactly, and yet he's saying that should you get pregnant and, you know, or want to get pregnant and you lose your job, then, oh, no, you mustn't, you can't. I mean, this is just, it's not a reasonable alternative. And I notice we're not asking men on the dole to make any kind of sacrifice.
Yeah, no, that was a point I was going to bring up eventually. The fact that, do you think we'll ever see him suggesting maybe vasectomies for men? Yeah, or I don't think that would be too extreme, perhaps, but...
Well, they are reversible in some cases, but I agree. But there is, of course, chemical castration. Men can take medication which stop them being able to get erections. That could be suggested, but of course you'd never do that, would you? Because I mean, that would be intrusive. That would be cutting down their, you know, what about their human rights? Funny that. Same arguments apply to inserting a device under the skin of an unwilling woman. What would you do? Hold her down?
Yeah, no, I can just imagine really terrifying situations there.
Can you imagine some poor woman lost her job, some poor girl, and she's forced into that situation? It reminds me of the suffragettes being force-fed, tube-fed, while in jail. I mean, I'm sorry, this is just not on.
It does sound a little bit terrifying. And just as a final question, if this no contraception, no dole system were to eventually operate, how do you think Mr. Johns might suggest we deal with women who end up getting pregnant in spite of being on a contraceptive?
I don't know, perhaps we'd have to shoot them. I mean, that's the point. What is he then going to do? Allow them and their babies to starve? I don't understand. To be honest with you, I've been on holidays in the Upper Hunter. I've read the articles that he has written about this proposal, but I have not as yet read his book. And I don't know what he's proposing in that situation. Maybe he's got some really fabulous idea that I haven't thought of. But it seems I can't think of what you would do if the contraception fails. And as every woman knows, contraception can and does fail. And what happens to the woman then? I mean, perhaps she'd have to prove that she was taking it and they'd make special dispensation for her. Or perhaps, as I say, she and her baby would just end up by the side of the road. I'm assuming he's not going to force her to get an abortion.
No, well, I mean, I don't know how he would feel about making those more accessible, but it's just a bit of a slippery slope there. It's a bit of a scary path to go down.
I mean, the whole thing is, it doesn't really matter what he's suggesting. To force a woman to have a medical procedure against her will is not acceptable because women are human and have the same human rights as anyone else. And we all have the right to refuse to have medical procedures if we do not want to have them.
No, I totally agree with you there. It's a very big question we've delved into here. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily, Jane.
My pleasure.